Microphone one. Microphone dos.
Awesome. I did that right this time. The time is 6:09 in the PM. You are still listening to 91.7 KOOP Hornsby Austin. I just said 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show. Radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show or join in on the conversation, start a conversation of your own. Phone number is 472-5667. If you prefer to spell over count, the phone number is 472-K-O-O-P.
The opinions expressed on this show are ours.
Oh.
So take that, liberal media.
We totally forgot that we haven't been saying that in a while.
Because we really haven't had very many opinions.
That's right.
It's all just been statements of fact for the past 3 weeks.
Thank you to Deidre, part of the new lineup on Around the Town Sounds. Because the Around the Town Sounds Summit, not Summit, dang it. The Around the Town Sounds Collective has grown and changed because it is a new co-op fall season, winter season, started last week. This is the second week of the new season. So the last season, which was, of course, the what?
It was the...
The Showdown Saturday.
Thank you. Wow.
Co-op Showdown Saturday lineup is dead.
Yeah.
And now we welcome what? I already tipped it a little bit.
Summit Saturday.
Co-op Summit Saturday lineup.
That's right, but not for that definition of the word.
Which wasn't one.
Yeah. But when you're listening to Summit Saturday, you're at the top of the mountain, okay?
That's right. The Co-op Saturday lineup only got better. Because, well, no offense to mood swings.
Yeah.
That sounds like I'm dissing them. It's not. But co-op Saturday lineup picked up The Swinger with host Paul Borelli, continuing, and it's actually in the same spot the Mood Swings used to be in, continuing to trick listeners into thinking they're going to hear swing music, whereas neither show plays it.
Yeah, not likely ever.
That's right.
No shot at Mimi or Mood Swings. Good show. But co-op only gets stronger with each season, okay? We're not looking back. We're not resting on our laurels. Every addition, every subtraction, every move we make makes us that much stronger.
And this guy, Paul Borelli, I don't got to tell you, David.
Yeah.
Co-op All-Star.
Oh, yeah, he is. And he is physically strong.
He is. He can run very fast.
Yeah, he can make anything into a door.
We just heard Crystal Castles with their song Vanished off of their self-titled album. And before that...
And starting us off from their Softly Towards the Light album, The Black Hollies. Awesome record. I could have played anything off this, and it would have been good fun for the family, but I played Don't Be Afraid to Ask.
Oh, Mascot Wedding Show. Hey, David, how are you doing?
I am awesome. It is a gorgeous day out. I even said to myself earlier today, I was like, wow, if I'd have known it was this gorgeous, I would have opened a window because I stayed inside all day.
Yay.
And watched TV.
TV, America's favorite friend.
Besides the Mascot Wedding Show.
Well, that's your radio's favorite friend.
All right.
And the best friend your radio ever had. Just make sure we got to get all those taglines out.
You bet.
We have to make sure our trademarks don't lapse. So last week, I'm doing fine, by the way. Thanks, jerk.
You didn't even give me a second.
Plenty of opportunity. Plenty.
How are you doing? Stupid.
I'm so busy. Kind of want to die.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I can't. Here's the worst part. The time that I did have free to work on other stuff today, mm-hmm. So not really free, I can't focus.
Really?
I think my place is too much fun. I think that's the problem. I have cultivated a life of distraction.
Your place is a blast.
Like... It's sad, of course. It's a sad place to live, but it's so full of, like, for instance, I was like, geez, I can read this work, or I could start, you know, doing this work I want to, or there's a copy of a Spider-Man comic I haven't read yet. So I read one story from it.
Your place is...
And then I got back to work.
Your place is like the place the Silver Spoons guy would live if he had lost his job and lost his toy company in a lawsuit.
I'm competing with friend of the show Long. For a house that looks like a 12-year-old was given money, you know?
In a good way.
His house has more candy than mine, so I think he wins.
His house is like, it's like a den of sin.
I really should have gone to after Halloween sale and just loaded up on those delicious old man candy, aka Heath bars.
Heath bar? I've never had a Heath bar in my life.
That's because you're under the age of 60, but they're good. They're really good. So last week, I went to Fun Fest.
Yes, you did.
That's right. And I would like to file a bit of a report because I left the festival on Saturday, came here and did the show, which is an awesome show. If you missed it, I'm sorry. It'll be on podcasting soon enough. That's one of the other things I'm behind on. I got caught up. Next thing you know, now I'm 2 podcasts behind. This week, though, more podcasts. KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, actually, I was just wondering the name of the song that you played oh, it had to be about 4 or 5 songs back now. Was like Turn It Around Now?
That was part of the previous show, Around the Town Sounds, but that playlist will be posted probably on KOOP.org, or if not, it'll have a link to where it'll be posted.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot. Have a good show.
No problem, you too. We're already having a good show. Look at that, helpful.
Having a good time, having a good time.
So after I left the show, I went and I saw Le Savvy Fav, who I keep mispronouncing.
It's hard to say.
I keep saying, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but I was saying Le Savvy Fair, which completely inaccurate.
You know what? I had to go on YouTube to try to see somebody pronounce it.
And what is the response?
Unsuccessful.
Oh.
It's like they're keeping it from
me. I want to say Le Savvy Fav. If someone knows the correct pronunciation, you can call me.
Please.
And then after that, Ratatat, who was awesome.
Yeah.
And the next day, I saw Metalliger. Do you know about Metalliger?
I know of them.
Metalliger is a, I believe it's a Metallica cover band. Somebody else told me that. Okay. I'm not sure. It could have been just generic metal or it could have been early Metallica. It certainly wasn't The Window Burns to Light the Way Back Home.
Oh, that hits my ear perfectly. Was that, that was off of Reload.
That was off of Reload.
That's right.
Load and Reload, the only two Metallica albums I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
And then, of course, their hits.
Well, then I apologize on behalf of Metallica.
Master of Puppets, that other stuff. Unforgiven. Unforgiven 2, its sequel.
Unforgiven 2.
A lot of songs,
what a dumb idea.
A lot of songs don't have sequels. Yeah. They got the same kid.
To answer the unanswered questions.
He's still unforgiven as well.
You can't believe the people who won't forgive him. Stupid idea.
He's got credit card debt. Metallica is like this metal cover band, and the front man dresses like Gallagher, smashes fruit during songs, and in between songs, tells Gallagher's jokes. And for folks at home that forgot how horrible Gallagher is, like Gallagher really was. Like I was telling a friend before the show starts, like, yeah, Gallagher's horrible. He's like, women should stay in the kitchen, smash a watermelon. And someone, he was like, ha, ha, ha. And then when he came out and he was telling these horrible Gallagher jokes, the guy I was with was like shocked. He's like, oh my God, really? This is really that bad? I was like, yes, it is. Here's a small sampling. And look how dated this reference is too for folks who aren't familiar with Gallagher. He was like, I don't fly TWA. That should stand for traveling with Arabs. That's why I prefer Delta. That stands for doesn't even let them aboard. Uh-oh. Like, yay. Thanks, Gallagher. You racist.
He worked on that one for months.
But if you want to enjoy that ironically in terms of how horrible it is, I did. KOP, you're on the air.
It's Le Savvy Fav.
Le Savvy Fav? What's your name, caller?
This girl I know that used to actually be a DJ on co-op. Like the coolest person in the whole world, and she said Le Savvy Fav, and there's no way that she would ever mispronounce it. It's just not conceivable.
Le Savvy Fav, huh? Who's the DJ that you're talking about?
Joanna Garfinkel. It's way back, a long time ago.
Okay. What's your name, caller?
Darren.
Darren?
Double A-R-O-N.
Ooh. You've done this before.
Thanks for calling in, Darren. Appreciate the update.
Okay.
Or the info. All
right.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Bye. Co-op listeners coming correct with the information.
Helping
Darren,
out.
D-A-R-R-O-N. Bringing it. Thank you, Darren.
He's like a cereal.
Savvy Five. Well, anyway, and I saw some other people.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were really good. Crystal Castle is really great, who we just played earlier in the show.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
And but Metalliger was a special highlight just because of... it was really, I don't know, I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. And then I saw some comedy, too.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone I saw was really good, especially Chelsea Peretta. If you have a chance to see her, I'd go check her out. Nick Thune, also, who I've heard of, he was also really funny. But, so Sunday I wake up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like Saturday, I'm like, oh my God, Fun Fest is so awesome. Like, it's so convenient. Like ACL, which I'm trying not to compare it to, but it's hard not to. You have to walk like, you know, 20 minutes to get to a different stage. Here, you know, you got to walk like 5 minutes. Or sometimes because they have two stages set up right next to each other. When it was time, when Le Savvy Fav was done.
Oh, look at
I
you.
Basically had to turn my head to the left to see Ratatat. Ratatat.
Ratatat.
Ratatat. But I woke up on Sunday and I like prepared to leave the house and it was raining. And I was like, not again. And sure enough, it was another mud bath.
I was rooting for that rain.
It really was just like, really? But I will say this, it did not smell. It did not reek of the raw sewage that plagued ACL Fest. And I also managed to see a little bit of Danzig. But that is a story. That was crazy. That was insane. I'll tell that story later in the show.
Okay.
I'm sure everyone's kind of heard about it. what happened, but I will give my perspective on it.
Okay.
However, if you're wondering who won the weekend, to borrow a term from Deadspin, it's got to be our friends at the blog So Like Yeah, which you can visit at yeahsolike.blogspot.com. Because here's what they did.
Uh-oh.
Our friends Kind Robot and Sweaty Updo.
That's right.
This is super genius. What they did, and here's the thing. It's such a great idea. I kind of don't want to tell people, but they said it on their blog, so, you know.
Yeah, they're putting it out there for the world.
Yeah. I haven't told you about this yet?
No, not at all.
Okay. I'm
racked with attention.
This is amazing. What they did is 2 days before the festival, before Fun Fest, they put some booze in some mason jars and buried it in Waterloo Park.
No.
Yes. And then when it's festival time, they dug it up and got drunk.
That is insanely awesome.
How cool is that?
Wow. I got to take a second. That's really...
That is awesome.
I don't do this a lot.
How brilliant is that?
That's amazing.
They buried booze. And you got to be saying, and you know what? I half expected that story to end with, and we went to dig it up. It wasn't there anymore because hobos have a lot of free time on their hands.
Or they had built scaffolding over it, and we just played the Price is Right theme.
I'm kind of glad that a hobo, I'm glad for two reasons that a hobo didn't find it. One of them is, imagine if a hobo was digging around and he found booze.
Oh, there would be holes all over this town.
Yeah, he wouldn't ever stop digging again. He'd be like, I'll find hobo booze again.
You guys have to believe me.
The stuff he would find buried in the ground. Yeah, exactly. I swear I found it. Whatever, Shifty Pete, or other hobo names. The traveling men.
Wow. Well, if you'll excuse me, you're going to have to do the rest of the show alone because I have to go to Jared to buy a ring for Sweaty Updo and Kind Robot? Kid Robot.
Kind Robot.
Kind Robot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our hat is off to you.
Yeah.
The ladies.
Wow.
So like, yeah.
Look,
I follow on Google Reader.
Wow. I'm speechless.
Yeah.
I'm legitimately speechless.
And here's the thing. They buried enough for 2 days. Sure, they dug up some after like they ran through their first day supply and then dug up some more, but still amazing.
Nobody had a problem with it. I mean, did they bring like a spade or something? Just like a pocket shovel?
That I don't know / remember.
Or did they just go finger like? Oh, so where's the sequel to this story?
How good is that?
That's great.
That is great. I'm very impressed.
How can I do the show when there's better things going on in the world like that?
And part of me is like, oh man, we should start doing this. We should start burying. But I don't know if I would actually have the initiative or the follow through to go 2 days before in the dark in Waterloo Park and bury something.
No, I drink so I don't have to put forth an effort.
I wonder if this catches on, though. There's going to be like security at like any park before a festival.
Yeah.
Because they're like scurrying, like chasing away people with shovels in the middle of the night. But man.
They're going to have like the Chud unit like in the sewers.
Oh, that's amazing. Blew my mind when I read
it. That's crazy good.
I punched my computer in the face. Well, tell you what, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
You want me to play something? You play something?
I'll play something.
All right, cool.
We're going to talk about this when we come back in a little bit.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, we're going to play The Who from their deluxe remastered Live at Leeds. This is a song that I will look up right now. Shaking All Over. Boom! More Mascot Wedding Show right after this.
Well, you move it right up close to me.
And that is how music is made, folks. The Who from their Live at Leeds album with Shaken All Over. That's how good that felt. My name is David.
And my name is Mac. And later in the show, I have a special story about Danzig or whatever. But let's talk about The Who first because you just played them. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. I played them to sort of to acknowledge that they used to be great once. Because that album, Live at Leeds, is one of the best live albums ever, obviously. Or anybody who's listened to it knows that. Yeah, no, it's indisputable.
Take that, Miley Cyrus, live at Target.
That would be great.
Live in studio.
But I played that as a reference point because news came down this week that The Who... will be playing this year's or the upcoming Super Bowl halftime show.
Did that news come from Time Machine? From like the 70s when it would have made sense?
God, I wish it did. And like, I kind of see where the 4725667 is the number. I kind of see where they're going because they want to get, like we've talked about this before, where Who is big enough to play a Super Bowl? Because they got like Springsteen, makes sense. In the past, they've gotten like Aerosmith, which whatever, that's fine.
Days they either get acts that are well past their prime, mm-hmm. or British bands.
Yeah, which I don't mind that. Even though it is like America sports,
the Who, you get both. I kind of do mind.
Really?
Yeah, if they're like, hey, Super Bowl, and it'd be like, how many points is a touchdown worth? Roger Daltrey, and he'd be like, 2, you know, like that kind of is like, get off the stage.
Or the pitch, as they would call it, because they wouldn't know that it's a football field.
Exactly, dumb.
Yeah. But then who is, there's no great American band out there right now.
Is there an American band big enough that's currently in their prime to play it? If you say Kings of Leon, I'm going to punch you out of the studio.
No.
Not you.
Let's not be silly
Thinking
here.
About callers, people who call in.
Because here's the thing. Like, even Prince was a huge stretch. But I enjoyed that show. Because, like...
I think Prince is as close as you're going to come right now.
Yeah. But yeah, The Who. Like, one, why? Why are you guys doing this? Why are you doing this to me? Because I love The Who. I'm a huge Who fan.
Wait, this tarnishes their legacy for you?
It doesn't... No. Their legacy is set.
Okay.
Like, I don't count this. Because... when half the band is in the ground, you're not The Who anymore. You're really just sort of, and like this is the, if ever That's there true. Was a band where that mattered, uh-huh. where that was actually true, because every single piece of that band was awesome. Keith Moon, awesome. Entwistle, awesome. Townsend, Daltrey, they all fit their role perfectly. Like if you were to if Creedence Clearwater Revival were to lose Stu Cook, great guy. Great, he was great.
Mm-hmm.
But they could plug him back in.
If you say so. Not too familiar with CCR.
But no, there you go. Hey, they would jam. Are you kidding me? They would jam the Super Bowl.
They get some jam band to do the Super Bowl. They play one song.
The 12-hour Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
So now The Who, it's, you know, it's Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey and then like two other guys. And... I don't know. It kind of made me really, really sad. I just want I want to keep their legacy intact. I don't want to chip away at what exists and what is I previously said is never going to be touched.
So you don't think there's any way you're going to enjoy? First of all, who cares about the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yeah.
Second, because I don't know.
I'm not in. I don't care about ad revenues.
Exactly. It's
I don't work for Doritos.
I don't really know why this has become such a big deal.
Yeah. Like really? Like why can't they just have like?
I guess I do know why so many people watch it. I guess.
But I don't know. It's sort of like a chicken and the egg thing. Like, why are so many people watching the Super Bowl halftime show? Halftime is you get your stats, you go to the bathroom, you load up on food again, and that's it. No, it's not supposed to be appointment viewing to watch the Super Bowl halftime show. I feel like they created this monster themselves by like, hey, whoa, don't go anywhere. We got Justin Timberlake and Aerosmith and Britney Spears. And they're like, really? You guys have this? I'll stick around.
Yeah, I guess that's all it is. They just want to make sure you don't change the channel, but you don't think there's any way you're going to be enjoying this halftime show with The Who, one of your favorite bands, even though it's basically just Daltrey and Townsend present now.
No, I'll enjoy it just because I'm a sucker for The Who. Like, you know, they'll play the hits, but I can also I can already see if I'm watching it with people, I can hear them cringing already. Like these dinosaurs. Oh, look at him. Like, you know, just not. And it's one of those things where, like, if you like something and you tell somebody to watch it or to listen to it,
yeah,
you're not watching the thing anymore. You're watching their reactions to that thing.
Yeah, but come on. It's The Who. They don't need recommendations anymore.
Don't they?
They do not. They don't need you to, like, stick up for them or something like that.
No.
Like, I really like The Who. And then somebody be like, David, I saw that band you've been talking about, The Who, on TV. Not so good.
You'd be surprised.
You
will be surprised when you hear the backlash.
Okay, but I'm sure I'm going to hear backlash, but I don't think people would be like, man, The Who, I've never heard them before. They're pretty horrible, or mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Or, I mean, if, excuse me, Clear Your Throat Saturday here.
Jeez.
there it is again.
Is this segment brought to you by Ludens?
I wouldn't worry too much about that. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I'm going to worry anyway.
All right, fine.
Try and stop me.
Fine.
But yeah, folks, hey. Cut them some slack, all right? They're trying hard up there. That's all I want to say.
Cut those poor millionaires some slack.
How dare you?
Oh, with their legions of fans and all their money.
Their tight pants.
Can you just go easy on them? Those old guys who will have fun playing their music. Please, please be nice to them.
You know what? But all the haters. There's haters out there. We're in a hater society.
Haters are going to hate on anything.
Yeah.
But however, I reserve your right to complain about hating.
I can't like what I like.
You can like what you like. I think a lot of people also like them, though. I don't think you have to worry about that.
All right. I want them to play Tommy in its entirety, though.
That's not going to happen.
Is that too much to ask?
That is too much to ask.
Nuts.
I can't. You know what? I would put that out there as a topic, but I really can't think of a good answer. In terms of, like, who would be an American band still within their productive window. You know, at this point, it's not like great. They're still putting out albums.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Relevant.
Relevant albums, not like...
Well, I hate that term, but go ahead. Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
Like, for instance, I know you're going to love the suggestion, but I think Pearl Jam...
What? Yeah!
Might be able to do something like that.
I think they would have a heck of a time with it, yeah.
Is there any other American band, though, that could do that?
No. Maybe.
I mean, of course, the other... Your second choice, Animal Collective.
Yeah.
Up there with their control boards playing Summertime Clothes. I don't think that'd go over well.
I was thinking Girl Talk. Girl Talk for the Super Bowl.
Girl Talk? Yeah. Just mixing it up live?
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's Red Hot Chili Peppers. Now it's Michael Jackson. KOP, you're on the air. KOP.
Am I?
Yes.
On the air?
Yes. Yes, you are on the air.
You turn your radio down, sir. And then you will hear us live.
Hey, you know, The Who has a Ringo Starr son playing drums.
I know that, yes. That's right.
And and also I think John Entwistle's son has something to do with it.
I think you're right, yeah.
Pete Townsend's son plays a mean guitar.
Really?
So, yeah, it's a pleasure to watch the sons of the prodigies, you know, kick ass.
So have you seen Who.0? Have you seen them live?
Yeah, actually I have. Well, not since Entwistle died, I haven't.
Okay.
But I have a video of them doing Quadrophenia live, which Ooh. Is excellent. You know, total big screen, and Billy Idol comes out and does some stuff, and it's a really good show. But hey, and also you didn't mention that Tom Petty did a great halftime show.
Oh,
I gotta disagree.
Well, no, he fit the bill. Like that's his personal preference.
I mean, you could tell he wasn't lip syncing. It was rock and roll, and they did a great job.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Yeah, rock on, and I'd like to see the Clash play there. That'd be better. So.
What's your name, caller?
Steve Juergen.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for
calling.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, bye. All right, thanks, bye.
You know, I still like Tom Petty.
But
I felt like Tom Petty doesn't fit that bill, though.
Tom Petty definitely fits the bill, but I just personally don't. I couldn't.
You think Tom Petty still?
I could take a leave Tom Petty.
Albums? I like Tom Petty. But I think Tom Petty at this point is not going to add anything to his greatest hits.
If
you put Tom Petty in a room for the next... You know, however long he's alive, and say write songs. I don't think any of those songs are going to make it on a greatest hits album.
I think you're right.
But that is what I think with Tom Petty. Speaking of The Who,
mm-hmm.
I was watching a Danzig video today, and somebody was like, "Hey Danzig, what was your motivation for starting the Misfits?" He's like, "I just hated all that '70s rock, that you know, the glam rock and stupid stuff like The Who." I was like, "What?"
Yep.
Stupid. He's like, "Yeah, I was just watching monster movies and Elvis."
He
but
was.
Anyway, yep. So, all right, wait, was this a call? What is this?
That's a thing, yeah.
All right, let's try this out. KOP, you're on the air.
Glenn Danzig and Janet Jackson.
All right.
The only way to go.
You got it, caller.
Yeah, have fun.
All right, excellent. I am having fun.
We are having fun.
So, I'm sure everyone's heard about this. And Lisa from the Clear Spot just walked in. And she's wearing a shirt that says "Take a Hike," and I don't know why, but we both laughed at
great.
That. So stay tuned for the Clear Spot coming up next.
Yes, maybe sassy shirt Saturday.
Yeah, maybe some of that funny shirt will come out over the air. Okay. So Danzig, he can't really say he closed out Fun Fest because they had four stages going at one time,
right?
And so it really was like I think like Kid Sister, Danzig of Montreal, and the Wyest Kids You Know at the same time.
Oh,
Wyest Kids You Know, by the way, I think they started at their show like. Trying to play videos, which right there, fail.
Yeah.
Like, really? You're at a festival and you're like, hey, we're going to hook up a DVD player, show you some videos. Like, oh, great. I love here standing in the rain watching videos, freezing.
Hold
anyway.
On. My mouse isn't working. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You're better than that, Wyest Kids, you know.
Are they?
Yeah, I think so. I got some funny stuff.
Sorry.
I think one of them's playing a show on Monday, Cold Town, Sam Brown. Anyway, moving on. Google that for more information. So I'm sure you've all heard about the Danzig fiasco.
No, I have not. You keep, yeah.
Okay, so it's Fun Fest. It's Sunday night, and it's like 8 or 9 or whatever time he went on stage. And so he comes on, and he's like, ladies and gentlemen, Danzig, yay. And it's got a really big crowd
mm-hmm.
coming. And I, not that big of a fan of Danzig. I can only name you one song, Mother.
Oh.
And I was kind of going just because I thought, you know, it'd be fun to see Danzig, yeah. I think, for a couple songs. And so he goes through the first song, well, whatever it is. I don't even know. I'm not really big of a fan. And you could tell something was wrong. And then, like, keep in mind, I have never seen Danzig live before. So I was like, is this how he does all his stuff?
Sure.
He just didn't seem to be enjoying himself, like, moving around. And I was like, man, Danzig is really phoning it in. He's just, like, not into the show or something. Right. That's, like, the vibe I was getting. And then, it seemed like he started singing and then kind of cut it off. You know, he's like, I'm tired of being alone, like that. And then he waited for the song to end and he goes, all right, get on the microphone after the music stopped.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, Austin, Texas. And everyone's like, yay. And he goes, I gotta talk to you guys. I can't do this anymore.
What?
And there was kind of, like, he sort of said that, but, you know, whatever, stage banter.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need to talk to you. It's like, we really just need to talk. And at that point, the guitarist, like, starts playing, like, the next song, and, like, Danzig, like, stops him.
Really?
He, like, goes over and he, like, grabs the neck of the guitar, and he starts, like, yelling at him. He's like, no, Lionel, no. You're not playing the next song.
Yeah.
I have to tell the crowd something. And he turns, he's still on the microphone, and he's like, I have to tell you people something. My real name, this is what he says. He goes, my real name is not Glenn Danzig.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the guitar started to play again, like, you know, it wasn't even, like, tuneful at that point. He was just like, you
just
know,
like making, just interference kind.
Yeah, making a lot of noise. Okay. And again, Danzig shouted him down. He was like, you get off stage, Lionel. And he did.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah. And so he goes, my real name is not Glenn Danzig. My real name is Colin Daniel Zigland.
Hmm.
He said he just changed it to that. He combined, of course, Daniel and Zigland to Danzig.
Yeah, yeah.
He changed his name, Colin, to Glenn because he said he thought Glenn was a really cool name.
It's a cool name.
And so at this point, the drummer came down because he was kind of like playing on this like raised platform
on the riser. On the yeah, yeah,
yeah. And he came down and he started like, you know, talking to Danzig. Literally, he got on his knees and begged Danzig to start playing. He said, come on, just don't do this now, Glenn. Just start playing. And he goes, my name is Colin.
Really?
Yeah. And the drummer got, you know, he stopped or whatever. So Danzig got on the microphone again and he goes, hey, everyone, you don't have to be sad all the time. There's a lot of fun stuff out there. The other day, he had some frozen yogurt. He was talking about that at a place called the Yogurt Spot.
Uh-huh.
And he talked a little bit how great that yogurt was and how it made him so happy.
Wow.
And at this point, the crowd, because, you know, at first it was like chuckling, like, ha, 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 it's Danzig.
Yeah.
At this point, they're getting like real restless. And so they start chanting like, play some music, uh-huh. or whatever. And then he gets on the microphone again and he's like, hey, has anyone seen that movie Up? When that old lady died, I couldn't keep my damn eyes open because of all the tears.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and at that point, like, some of the crowd started booing.
Yeah.
Other crowd was laughing. There's some other crowd just started applauding. I guess some Up fans or fans of Pixar.
Yeah.
And then there's also a chant of, like, mother, mother, because I guess someone wanted him to play that song, mother.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then the promoter came out and grabbed the microwave. He grabbed the microphone away from Danzig. And he was like, hey, everyone, excuse the delay in the show. We'll be back in a minute. And he turned around and he started yelling at Danzig, like just yelling at him, like really animated. Like he had the microphone like down low. So, uh-huh. I mean, I couldn't really hear what he was saying, but he's just so angry at Danzig. And Danzig was just sitting there taking it. And at one point, he slapped him. He slapped Danzig right in the face.
Wait a second. The promoter slapped Danzig?
Slapped Danzig right in the face.
What?
And even though Danzig looks like a muscular guy who's melting,
uh-huh.
he still is kind of a semi-muscular guy, even though he's about, what, 4'1"?
He's like an old action figure.
Yeah, he is like an old He-Man.
Yeah.
Same size. Mm-hmm. If he was made to scale and not to scale.
And just completely battle damage.
Yeah, exactly. But he took it.
Wow.
Danzig didn't do anything. In fact, he tried to hug the promoter.
Really?
Yeah, and the promoter pushed him away. Yeah, the guy was having none of it. Slapped Danzig again.
Jesus.
Danzig didn't even care. He was like, come on, slap me again. Slap me again. That's what Danzig said. You know, I was just saying, I was like, man, I don't know what Danzig's going to do.
Yeah,
I don't know
what's going on now.
Yeah. I mean, he just stood there kind of nodded. And eventually the promoter guy started crying.
Huh.
Just tears in his eyes. Couldn't take it anymore. And then Danzig started crying. Or Craig. Or sorry, what's his name? Colin.
Colin,
not
yeah.
Craig. And then, the promoter like dropped the microphone and left the stage. And he was like, sorry, everyone, sorry. And he just left, but he was crying. He was bawling. I could barely understand him.
Yeah.
Then Danzig picked it up and he was like, where was I? Oh, yeah. He's like, life is too short to hate all the time. He said he was tired. He just wanted to be loved. He said all he wanted to do was, when he's traveling around the country, he doesn't want to play shows anymore. He just wants to feel joy in his life.
Yeah.
Then he said he's going to go watch Of Montreal. And he climbed off the stage. Oh, and then he said he's going to go see after the show if there's a Sonic that's still open. And then he asked the crowd if there were Sonics in Texas. And we said, yes, there was.
Really?
Yeah. Like, people are like, yeah, there's a Sonic. And then people were trying to shout directions, and he goes, just find me out of Montreal. And he got off the stage.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. That's how the Danzig set ended.
I did not know that.
Yeah, true story.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was standing pretty close.
Yeah.
Because even though there was a sizable crowd, I mean, the stage was, you know, laid out to where, like, you know, you could still be pretty close or whatever. And uh-huh. I was shocked.
You know what? I got to say, good for Danzig.
I don't know. I kind of want to hear Mother.
Well, yeah.
That would have been awesome. Boom, 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 Mother.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I guess maybe he could have still sung it, but with like a different attitude.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. He was over at Of Montreal. I checked out a little bit of their set. And he was like pogoing and stuff. Step up and down.
You know what? I'm glad he's found happiness, though. That's what counts.
That is what counts. Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Let's take a break. First, we're going to hear another band that was at a fun fest. this is Royal Bangs with their song, what does it say?
War? It says War Bells.
War Bells off their album. Beep something.
Let
dang
it. Let it beep.
Let it beep. Royal Bangs, more Mascot Wedding Show after this.
Yeah, 6:49 p.m. Clear spots coming up. Hard rock for your cool Saturday. And we have got a call. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, is this Co-op?
Yeah. What's your name, caller?
This is Larry.
Hey, Larry, what can I do for you?
Well, I was calling to talk to someone about getting a show on there, because I heard you guys had an orientation recently.
Yeah, we just did the orientation on Monday for new people who want to be a part of Co-op. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I could have made that, but I had to work that night.
Okay.
I work at the taco cellar over on Sunken Valley, and I had to work late.
I know exactly where the taco cellar is. Yeah, it's right there off of Rommel.
Yeah, it's right next to Captain Taco.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can never choose which one I like better.
Well, they're both pretty good, but so in terms of getting a show, is that window closed?
It is for the foreseeable future. We'll have another new member orientation in a few months. But yeah, you kind of just missed this past one.
So I'd have to do orientation first? I don't just get a show right off the bat?
No. You'd have to do orientation, and then there's training and apprenticeship. And so you're looking at maybe about six, maybe 9 months.
Six, 9 months? How many? That's not too bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Jeez. Here's the thing. I don't even know if you would do my kind of show.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I was just about to ask you, what kind of show did you have in mind? I mean, we do all kinds of stuff, so, you know, maybe we could find a place for you.
Well, it's really kind of like a unique perspective. It's not something you're going to hear on any other radio station.
That's great. That's what we do exactly.
Oh, you do that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. We serve all sorts of underserved parts of the community.
Well, sometimes I wonder if it's almost, you know, it's too edgy for co-op. I mean, because you guys play it pretty safe, let's be honest.
Okay, I mean,
maybe I was getting my hopes up by even wanting to have a show on here.
Well, no, I mean, I disagree. I mean, you know, there's plenty of room for, you know, cutting edge, some even edgy stuff. So,
well, what do you do that's so edgy in co-op?
I mean, well, we really don't, you know, we don't play the kind of stuff that every radio station plays.
Oh, but you play music, though?
We do play music, yeah. Well, not every...
You can get that on other stations.
Yeah, but we also have news and public affairs programs. They'll talk about, you know, just current events, what's going on around town, what's going on around the world.
Yeah, it seems like other stuff. But, I mean, that's all right. Maybe it, you know, didn't work. Maybe it's not in the stars.
Well, I mean, let's talk this out. I mean, what do you have in mind?
Well, I was kind of thinking of doing this cutting-edge sports show.
Cutting-edge sports show? Well, I mean, I would...
You guys don't really have that right now.
You know what? Actually, we just added a soccer program to the Tuesday lineup.
Well, I would do real sports.
Oh, well.
Not sports that just poor people play.
Okay. I would... Huh. All right, moving on. Well, here's what I would say. You know, I mean, there's actually sports stations out there already, so you'd really have to find a different angle
on it. Yeah, but they don't cover sports, the aspect of sports that I would cover.
Okay. So what sort of aspect would you cover?
Well, my show would focus more on the, it would talk about every sport, you know, like the important ones.
Okay.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, but it would cover more of the college sports too, the fantasy element of it.
Oh, okay. So you want to do like a fantasy sports show?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Like, I could appreciate that. I mean, I like playing fantasy sports myself, but I just don't know.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah, you know, I'm in a couple of leagues from every now and then, and I keep an eye.
Leagues. What kind of sites do you post on?
I really can't name names, you know, just but you know the obvious ones like.
You like NFL Cuckold? You like that one?
Hang on one second. Did you say NFL Cuckolds?
Yeah.
No, I just like.
I post a lot on that one.
I've never even heard of that one. What's, I mean, is that.
I thought you said you were into fantasy sports.
Yeah, like, you know, ESPN and Yahoo and stuff like that, you know.
What?
Like the sports.
Those are like straight sports sites.
I feel like there's a disconnect here. We're talking about fantasy sports, right?
Yeah, exactly. Fantasies you have about sports players.
like doing well? Like scoring a lot of touchdowns?
Oh, I hope they do well. Well, they're scoring, but not touchdowns.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. Okay, let's... I feel like you need to take me on a walk here. What do you mean exactly by fantasy sports?
Well, I like to write stories where I have fantasies about professional sports players, and my show would be me reading, discussing, and soliciting them.
Oh, so, like...
Yeah, that's what I thought. Co-op's a little too afraid, I bet.
No, I just... I don't even... Co-op doesn't even factor in this anymore. I want to know more about this. So you fantasize about, like, players and teams and stuff?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay, keep in mind we're on the radio right now, and we have certain standards. Could you...
Wait, I'm on the radio?
Yeah, I told you you're on the air.
Jeez, now someone's going to rip off this idea.
No, I...
Copyright... I'm just going to say it from 2000.
Uh-huh.
Leary.
Okay, wait. So you've been doing this since 2000?
Journalists.
Okay. All right, but yeah, I mean, so just take me on a walk. Just
yeah.
Like what would be the content of one of these stories?
Well, the last one I wrote, how about that one? I'll tell you about my latest.
Okay, yeah.
It was called Arizona Sunset.
Okay.
And it starts out, and my character, Gary, his car breaks down on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
And he thinks he's got a flat tire. And he thinks he's got a spare, but he opens up his trunk and he doesn't have it.
Okay.
And then the Arizona Cardinals team bus pulls up.
Right, the football team, yeah.
That's right. And he's like, hey, Arizona Cardinals, could you help me out with my car, maybe drive me to the next service station, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they say, oh, okay, but no one rides for free. And then he ends up pleasing them.
Okay, wow, okay.
Every member.
No, I got it. Thank you. That's fine.
Including
the coach. No, stop, please stop, just stop. That is unacceptable for co-op. I will tell you that right now. You would not get a show talking about that sort of stuff.
And he falls in love with Kurt Warner.
Okay, well, maybe that's kind of sweet. Maybe there's something...
And he becomes Kurt Warner's new wife.
All right, maybe not that. Maybe not to that extent.
Larry Fitzgerald gets jealous.
how long was this story?
And starts buying Gary a bunch of gifts.
See, now you've won me back. I'm kind of intrigued.
But then Mike Tomlin finds out about me.
Coach Mike.
Because the Cardinals start playing really well.
Uh-huh.
And he always has been, he's got a rivalry with the coach of the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Because they were both, because he was next Steeler, the coach.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin and then Ken Whisenhunt. Yeah, both of them.
Yeah. There's about a paragraph where I meet Ken Whisenhunt.
Uh-huh.
And let's just say that gets a little wet.
All right. Okay. See, now you lost me again. I'm going to have to cut you off.
You know what water sports are?
No, I know exactly what they are. Thank you. No, that's okay. I'll tell you right now, you have no shot having a show on co-op. There's no way.
What if I apprentice on your show first?
No, we won't have you.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Who's your favorite sports team?
My favorite sports team right now. I'm a huge Texans fan right now.
Houston Texans?
Yeah, Houston Texans.
I got one where it's me and Matt Schaub.
Okay.
We meet at a hotel in Hawaii.
Uh huh.
And then for the next 60 pages, we make sweet passes.
All right, that's fine. I'm gonna hang up on you now. There you go. You're done. That's clear spot could not come soon enough. Yikes. That is not a thing I ever want to revisit. Let's get the heck out of here. For more information about Mascot Wedding,
including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs. You may visit mascotwedding.com, email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, we're on MySpace. Just do a little keyword search. Click, 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 space bar. Click, 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 click. Why are you on a word processor? All right, so we are going to go out with some Shins off of their Wincing the Night Away album. Just make sure I'm queued up. Not you, you're fine. Hello. Clear Spot's coming up next. We will play Split Needles.
Spilt Needles, I think.
Spilt Needles. Oh, somebody took all of his high school classes. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.